Learn Persian with Chai and Conversation, Hafez's Badafshan, Part 4. Salam be hamegi, and welcome to part 4 of our discussion on Hafez's poem, Badafshan. As always, let's listen to my Khalif Arnaz recite the whole poem up to the lines we'll be learning in this lesson.
مدامم مست می دارد نسیم جعدگی سویت خرابم می کند هر دم فریب چشم جادویت پس از چندین شکیبایی شبی یا رب توان دیدن
All right, and those first 4 lines were from the previous weeks, and hopefully you understood those first 4 lines. Now let's listen again to the lines we will be covering in today's lesson.
تو گر خواهی که جاویدان جهان یک سر بیارایی سبا را گو که بردارد زمانی برق از رویت.
Great. So again, that first line is تو گر خواهی که جاویدان جهان یک سر بیارایی. First, تو is the first person informal word for you. So it's the version of you use if you know someone well. They're your peer or friend or someone you're familiar with. تو. And then گر خواهی. گر is a short version of the word اگر, which means if. اگر. So in this poem, because of the rhyme structure, it's shortened to gar. Gar. So in Persian poetry, you really have a lot of leeway to do something like that, to shorten a word and make it work in the structure of the sentence. So then, khahi means you want. So it's the informal you conjugation of to want. Khahi. So we've gone over this before, that the conjugation is contained within the word. So gar khaham, for example, would mean if I want, whereas gar khahi means if you want. Gar khahi. So let's repeat the whole thing now. To gar khahi, if you want. To gar khahi. And then ke javidan jahan. So ke is the word for that. Ke. Very common word, heard all the time in conversation. Ke. And jahan is the word for world. Jahan. And javidan is a bit more of a formal word that you won't hear too much in conversation, but it means forever. Javidan. So, to gar khahi, if you want, ke javidan jahan, that forever the world. Ke javidan jahan. And then yeksar biyarayi. So first the word yeksar means immediately or at once. Yeksar. And this is a very common word in conversation. In fact, if you want, for example, to tell your kid to come here right now, you'd say yeksar biya inja. That's super useful. Let's repeat it. Yeksar biya inja. So it's immediately, at once, right now. Yiksar. And biyarayi is a really nice word. It means to groom or to beautify. It's to bring to its highest form. Biyarayi means for you informal to bring the world to its highest form. Biyarayi. So yiksar biyarayi means to immediately bring it to its highest form. Yeksar biyarayi. So to improve the world, to make it better, to make it the best it can be. Let's see the full meaning then of the phrase and repeat it together bit by bit. So first, to gar khahi, if you want, to gar khahi, ke javidan jahan means to forever the world, ke javidan jahan. And finally, yeksar biyarayi, to bring it immediately to its best form. Yeksar biyarayi. So if you want to immediately bring the world forever and immediately to its highest form, or as Fadi's translation says, if you desire to beautify this world for all of eternity. So let's repeat the full line together. Togar khahi ke javidan jahan yeksar biyarayi. Wonderful. And now let's listen to my Khale Farnaz read the next line.
Sabarogu ke bardarad zamani burqe az ruhyat.
All right, wonderful. So this line begins with sabarogu. Okay, so first the word saba, and this is a very specific type of wind, the gentle breeze, a morning breeze. Saba. So we've had two different types of wind in this poem so far. Nasim, which was the light breeze that went through the curly locks of the beloved, and now the saba. So again, let's repeat that together. Saba. And then sabaragu. We talked about that word ra before too. It's a direct object marker, meaning that it makes it so that the saba we are talking about is a specific breeze, ra. And this is one of those kind of words that you have to experience in the language to know when it gets used and when it doesn't get used. So for now, let's just understand it in its context, which is that the next word is gu, and that is short for begu, which means you informal tell, begu. So it's a command, you tell, begu. And in this poem, it's shortened to gu. So sabarogu means tell the wind, sabarogu. And then, kibardarad. We have the word ke in there again, it means that, ke. And then bardarad means to take off or to remove. Bardarat. And this is one of those compound verbs that has two words, very common in Persian. The infinitive is bardashtan. So bardashtan, to remove. And bardarat is the third person conjugation of the verb. So for it to remove, bardarat. So it's saying, sabarogu ke bardarat. Tell that wind to remove. Sabarogu ke bardarad. And then zamani. Zaman is the word for time. Zaman. And zamani means sometime. Zamani. And finally, borghe az ruyat. So borghe is the word for a special kind of hijab that you see most often in Afghanistan. It's the kind of hijab that covers your face as well. Borghe. And as means from, as. And ruyat means from your face, ruyat. So ru is the word for face, and ruyat makes it your face, ruyat. So borghe az ruyat means the borghe from your face, borghe az ruyat. So the full thing, piece by piece, is sabaragu, tell the wind, sabaragu. Kebardarad, to remove. Kebardarad. Zamani means sometime. Zamani. And finally, borghe az ruyat, the borghe from your face. Borghe az ruyat. So this is interesting to me because the word zamani in there makes it a bit more casual. It's not this call to arms. It's just asking this gentle breeze to sometime remove this covering from your face. I like how Fadi translates it as simply ask the morning wind to take off your veil. We don't have the literal word simply in there, but I think he was trying to express the zamani with that word, the sometime. Like, the wind of change is your friend, and you're just asking for a bit of help from your friend. So I think also for the discussion of the sentence, Hafez isn't saying, take off your veil. He's telling the beloved to ask the wind to take that veil off. So it's changing agency from the person to something just naturally happening sometime. So let's repeat these sentences together. I'll say it slowly and I want you to say it with me. Togar khahi ke javidan جهان یکسر بیارایی؟ سبا را گو که بردارد زمانی برقه از رویت. Okay, wonderful. And now let's listen to my Khale Farnaz read the entire poem up to this part together. See if you can make out all the words so far.
مدامم مست می دارد نسیم جعدگی سویت. خرابم می کند هر دم فریب چشم جادویت. پس از چندین شکیبایی شبی یارب توان دیدن که شمع دیده افروزیم در محراب ابرویت. تو گر خواهی که جاویدان جهان یک سر بیارایی، سبا را گو که بردارد زمانی برق از رویت.
All right, wonderful. And hopefully you understood all of that at this point. Next week, we're going to be back with the final portion of this poem that we'll be learning. We'll leave it here for now. This is a short and sweet episode. And until next time, khuda hafiz from Layla.